pregnant and the ubud is mace, and now a chaya puts her hands inside the womb and she touches the ubud, so it says in the Mishnah that she becomes tamei. I, the ubud and the chaya, kishtei tabois domi, the two tabois inside, and she does become tamei, even though the maga was done inside. You see, a tumah blua could be matama something else with negi inside it. Become a tamale uba lechaya. So it's not like we just have shan rabba. So Moses says, no, I'm a rabba. Rabba says like this, that shani uba and uba is different. Hoyo v'soifalot says, since the uba, the fetus, is only to go out of the body, so that's not called blua, that's called like it's outside already. That's why if the chaya touches it, she becomes tamei. So Moses asks back, Omar Rava, uba soifalot says, tabois and soifalot says, what can I swear with this? Only an uber, a fetus, is lot safer. Lot says Adarab, the fetus was created, they're born there. And a ring, a tabas, is ain't safe. Lot says, how could that be? A tabas, something you swallow, doesn't belong there altogether. So how could you tell me that's called ain't safe? Lot says, or anything for sure, that's also called safe. Lot says. So what should be the difference between two tabois? You say one is not matama, the other one inside, but the uber could be matama the chayi. What should be the difference? Someone says rather Eloah Marovo that Pumpadiso Yoda Time of Domilso, the people in Pumpadiso, they know how to answer this question. Omani, who is it from Pumpadiso? Rabbi Yosef. It's Rabbi Yosef is the one that knows how to answer this. The Yom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says that Om Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel Tumezu Enoi Midivrei Torah, that the Mishnah says the Chayi becomes Tommy if she touches the Uber inside. Avad is not midiraisa. Avad, it's only Ela midivrei seifrim. It's only midirabonim, you say it. Because midiraisa, since the tumma blue, Avad is not matama. Samur says, my ene midivrei ter Ela midivrei seifrim. The light tema do not say, Ali b'dirabi kiva, diyama uba b'mei isha, t'neya. Don't say it's only going according to Rebbe Akiva Shita, Ela afilu Rebbe Shmuel, diyama uba b'mei isha teira. Still goes about tum midrabbanan. Rabbanan, what goes at tum here midrabbanan? Smor explains my enoi midivrei Torah elu midivrei seifrim. What does it mean to say it's not midiraisa, but rather it's midivrei seifrim? What do you mean to add by say it's midivrei seifrim? Smor says the light time would do not say that Ali but the Rabbi Kiva that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Shitarashi says the yom that he holds uba meis shebemei isha is tamei. That it has tumas meis on it, which the different hilchah I would have thought to say mitam alechaya, that v'chaya the midwife puts her hands inside the womb and touches the dead uber, she becomes tamei to tumah blua mitama, utare blua mitama v'shetare mishum demaga b'sestorim. He don't think that's pshat, that the reason why the ish is tor is because she's based a storim, but rather the other Gemara says the loy tamei don't say. Ali, but the Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Yom that he holds Uba b'mei isha tak is tamei, and that we just said Rashi, the reason why the mother's tamei because it's based on storim, and the Uba becomes and the Chayim becomes tamei because she touches it, and there's no din of tumah blua, but no Elo rather Pshan the Mishnah is like this Elo afilu l'Rabbi Yishmael, our Mishnah keeps going according to Rabbi Yishmael Shita, the Yom that Yishmael holds. Uba b'meya isha tohor, to the dead uber in the stomach of the mother is still tohor. There's no din tum at all. And if so, why if the chaya touches it, does she become tamei? But here I tell you, gozu abo tum mit rabbanim. It's a new tum mit rabbanim. If you touch the chaya, if the chaya touches it inside, there's a new tum mit rabbanim over here. And my time, and what's the reason rabbanim will make this new gzera, this new din tum here? I'm ravishi, I tell you, it's a gzera. Vlad we're afraid that maybe the Vlad would stick out his head outside of the proizdor, that maybe it would have a din later. And if the Vlad would stick his head outside, then it would be a later. And since it's mace, it would have tumas mace on it. So if even though now it's inside the womb, it didn't come out, it's gzera mit rabbanim. Rashi says, gzera shem yotzei. Diyamrit chayi shepash di yod lemeisha v'noga biuva mace Torah. If you say she's torn, problem, we have to be afraid sometimes Shavlad would throw out its head. And here it's really kilut, and then it would be Mitama. And still we'll think the Chayim, when she puts his hands inside, she's touching it now, she's Tor. See, if it was Xerim and the Rabbanim, we said at all times, If the Chaya puts the hand inside, she becomes Tomei. The kid to that Shana Mishnah is only Xerim with the Rabbanim that she's Tomei, but really about it, she should not be Tomei with the Raisa because of the Svar of Tumah Blua. The Gemara says that we hoch, if so, Isha Nami, then why isn't the Isha Tomei? What does the Mishnah say the Isha self is Tor? What if it said Isha is also Tomei? I said Xerim, maybe you became out already. The Gemara says, no, Isha the Svar is Mageshas Biatzma. An Isha feels she knows herself whether she gave birth or not. If the head comes out, the Isha would know about it, and then she would be. The Uba should become tummy. Because maybe the head came out already. If it's really true the head came out already, the Isha would have told her. Samara says, no, Trida, that's not a kasha. She's busy. But she's busy giving birth. She's Asuki, the Chavil of Atsir with the pains. Therefore, she doesn't tell the Chaya. Therefore, the chay itself with the gzera, she'll touch it maybe even after it had a lady, if the head came out. About the isha, there's no gzera. Therefore, it's not a stira to what Rabbi said, that tumah blua has no din tumah mes midiraisa, and now mishnah sodi midirabon. Now the Gemara says, where is this machlokes, my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva? Where is the machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, v'chol asha yiga pnei asodom, anything you touch on the field, you become tamei. So Rashi says, "Apnei asada mash megoli, what's uncovered, what you can see." So that's called lahitz. It's coming to exclude uba b'mei isha divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That an uba, when it's inside the mother's stomach, has no tumah. Since it's not begoli, you can't see that it has no tumas meis. Tumas meis is only something that's begoli you could see, and not if the uba is inside the mother's stomach. So Rabbi Kiva and Makiva says, "No, l'rabba is gerlo b'doyfe." That's what the pasuk says. Kol hashiyga apnei asada means to include the gerlil and the doifik of a kever. The Rashi learns gerlu means that's the kisei yoren shemes, that's the covering of the coffin of a mace, but also the tomb of a mace. And doifik Rashi learns that daf shenoisne betzidoi, that's the part of the coffin that's put on the side, the mechitas are put on the side, gives the gerlu of a doifik. Rashi learns it means the coffin itself, it also has tumas mace. But enechnam, it's not a posit to be mamayit, the uber. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Gerlo of the doifik, how does he know this? There it says, Hilchos Gemirlo, Salachol Mashem Yisainai, that has tumah of a mace. And the Rashi says, the Chiyosa Kroh, Loitzi Uber, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the apostle is coming to Maitzi and Uber, has no tumah of a mace. Rabbi Kiva the Gemara says, Uber v'mei isha, Tmei midiraisi minoli, but how does Rabbi Kiva know? True, there's no miyat, but how does Rabbi Kiva know that an Uber v'mei isha attack his tumah midiraisa? Like Rashi says, the question is, how does Akiva not dash in this way? Why doesn't he use the process better to remind it? Why don't we say, V'chol HaShiga Pnei Asada is like Rabbi Shmuel, you have to see it. Why doesn't Akiva also dash in that way? Why does Akiva say that Ubi Mei Isha attack us to Meir? So it says, Om Rabbi Ichi Yom HaKrokas, the Pasuk says, Hanogeya B'meis B'nefesh. So a Zeyu Meisha B'nefesh, the Pasuk says, you touch your mace in a nefesh. So where is this case? What's considered a mace in a nefesh, shalodom, have a yom as a uber b'mei isha, this is the fetus inside the mother's stomach. You see clearly, it still has loch of a mace that has tumas mace on it. For the more of the sovereign of Yishmoel, what does he do with this posik? Haimi boiler l'revi as dam, ha bom in a mace, shimetama, the chidish shiras and ageya b'mace, b'nefesh means, if you just touch a revius of dam that came out of a mace, it also has tumas mace on it. That's the chidish over here. That l'rabbis Revias dam abom in a mace, Shematamish, Neman Apostle says, Hanageya b'mace b'nefesh odom. Is a zeil nefesh alodom, Shematama. What's the nefesh of an oven has tumor on it? Have a yom is the revias dam, that's revias dam. That's the Apostle teaching us. Not an uba b'mei imoi, but rather revias dam has also a tumas mace. For every keeper the Gemara says the time, he goes according to his own time. The yom that he holds, af revias dam, even revias dam, habom mishnei mace shematama b'yoil. Labdach that comes from one mace, even if you have one revius of dam that comes out of two maceim, it's also matama b'yoyla mace. It has tumas oil. The tiny one of this, or kibo imel. Minayin, how do I know to include to say that the revius dam abo mishnei maceim shematama b'yoyl? If you have a revius dam of a mace, even though it came out of two maceim, it's matama b'yoyl. Shneim on the Pasuk says, v'yalkol nafshes mace lo yovoy ishtei nefoshos v'shir echad. I'll call nafshes mace, the double lashon plural nafshes, la yavoy means to say that shtei nefosh v'shir echad, this one shir of dam or revi'ah dam came out of two nefoshes, two meisim. It has tumah. So therefore, we have the limit over here. The revi'ah dam is tamei from this pasuk. Therefore, the other pasuk we do not need for revi'ah dam. Therefore, rather the pasuk of anageh b'meis benefesh. The Rekiva says it means to dashin that an uba b'mei imoy, if it's uba is meis, it has tumas meis. Now the Mishnah says, Behema makasha leila, the behema that's about to give birth, it's the middle of giving birth. For hoitzi uberes yodoi, now the fetus put out its hand, v'chotcho, and the person there cut off its hand, v'yachakach shachetes imoy, and then they go to shech the mother, akash reshchita, salachuris haboset tohorn, that the boster is tohor. Rashi says, Shein behema makabo tumma mechayim, the behema is not makabo tumma mechayim, and therefore everything is tor. He made a kosher shchita, so both the behemoth is tor, and the uber that's inside is also tor. Just the piece that's outside, that has the tumas eva menachai on it. That's like a tumas of an eva menachai. Was not mitama the behemoth, because the behemoth was alive. When the behemoth is alive, it's not makabel tuma. What's going to be shochat to see? Let's say when the hand was sticking out, first they shechted the mother, the yachakah chotcha, and then they cut off the hand that's outside. So again, this hand outside. So the locker is here. It's a machlekes. Ha boso magen nevela diver Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the sheet of the mother did not help for the hand at all. So the hand that's outside has loch of tumas even in a chay, has the loch of tumas nevela on it. So when you cut it off now, the animal is dead already. So when you cut it off, it's called a maga, like that hand is touching the boso. Therefore, the boso also becomes tumas, like a rishon l'tuma. It touched the nevela, and it became a rishon l'tuma. That's where Meir Shita, that habosa, the meat of the animal, and then the ubar, are both maga nevela. It's like they touched the nevela. Because this yad, when you cut it off now, it has loch of a nevela, and it's touching the meat inside. The meat is dead already, they made a shchita already, it's makabel tuma. However, the chomer say no. The chomer, they say, maga trefa shchuta, no, it has loch of only a trefa shchuta. In other words, when the hand was sticking out, true, it has an issa trefer on it. But lemaisa, you made a shchita on the mother. The chom holds the shchita of the mother even helps for this yad enough to take off the tumas nevela. The chlal is not called tumas nevela on this yad. It's a loch of a trefer shchuta. That's the chom shchita. Therefore, everything is tor. And they say like this, the chomim.